CJLO 1690 AM. Hey, you know what? You know what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna. I got some planning to do. All right. I got planning to do with a guest that's here. So while we plan, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play a track from this guest's band. Lover's Teeth is the name of the band. I am joined here by Carl, one of the members of it. And what we're going to do is we're going to play Simple Visions off of their 2022 release, which was released on April 1st. And I assume that that means it's an April Fool's joke. We'll get into it after this. So keep it locked. CJLO. So, you know what? Should we play Fane? What do you think? Fane first? Okay. Never mind what I was saying. We're going to play Fane. And then we're going to go from there. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy Lover's Teeth here on this station.
Faking truth, peel the mask away, living
CJLO 1690 AM. Great Explosives, that is Lover's Teeth for you, a track called Fane. And you might be saying to yourself, why, Andrew, didn't you say that a member of Lover's Teeth would be on the show today? No more than 4 minutes and maybe 55 seconds ago, talking about bands from Ontario and educating us? Well, you would be right, good listener who has been paying attention this whole time. Very good. I applaud your ability to remember things for upwards of 5 minutes. It's better than me. I'm not giving you shade. I am merely saying that you are doing better than me at all points. And you know what? I'm missing something here. I'm missing this. It occurred to me that I didn't even give my guest any kind of headphones so that he can listen to what's going on here and he can talk about how much he hates his voice, because that is the quintessential part of being radioed or hearing your voice. See live radio, everyone. That's what we're doing. You can enjoy that. There we go.
Not bad. Hey,
so
man.
Now we
what's
have
up?
A bed thing. We have a good thing. I am joined today here by a member of Lover's Teeth. I will let him, but that's not his main function today. That's partially part of his function.
Yeah, you know.
But we're
shameless gonna... plugs, but it's part of it. It's part of it. But I'm here to shameless plug some friends too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
some bands
that
I like too.
I will let him intro himself in case you know I will get his name wrong or he has pseudonyms that he wants to use or whatever it might be. So tell the people who you is and what you do's in Lover's Teeth, and then why you're here today.
Yeah. So my name's Carl. I play the guitar, and I just started screaming live for the past year in Lover's Teeth. I also kind of handle all the booking side of things. Because that's what I do professionally.
You're the much sought after business person.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to my partner who's here right now about that. And sometimes that's all I talk about when we eat. She's a little sick of it. But so through that, and my band Lover's Teeth is from Hamilton, and I live here in Montreal. I've been living here for 10 years. So I do the back and forth. I do like the 401 quite a bit. Don't talk about my carbon footprint, but whatever. And through that, I've had a lot of bands kind of hit me up to try to play here, or some bands here try to play there, vice versa. So I've kind of gotten to know the Ontario scene a little bit and how different it is than the Montreal scene sometimes. Mm. And so I've just been talking to a lot of bands, booking them, trying to get them into Quebec, trying to get some Quebec bands into Ontario. And then other than that, I work in the music department here at Concordia.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. All right. What do you do in the music?
I'm the department assistant, so I take care of students and kind of profs that way. So if you're in the music department, you know who I am. At least you've seen my numerous emails. And then I'm super stoked to be here, man. I'm stoked to be part of this community of bands, but also, you know, no stingers, I guess.
That sounds dangerously close to spores here. Yeah, we don't know nothing about sports on this show.
That's cool, man.
But anyway, yes, it's good to have you here. I'm Thanks. Kind of excited to see what you bring because, you know, it takes a lot to keep up with any scene or group of bands around any place, much less a major city like Montreal. So with that being more of my focus, I don't as much get to check out things that are even outside of the city, much less this province, much less Ontario. So it's good that you get to give us many things today that we can enjoy.
Yeah, well, you know, right now, like hardcore is huge in Ontario, and that's not really my thing. I dig it, but that's not really, you know, what I do. You just heard our band. So it's cool because I kind of get to pick out some bands that kind of fit in the Montreal sound, but not totally. So that's what I'm going to be ripping today. A lot of like sort of stonery stuff, a lot of grindcore, which I know is big in Montreal. Shout out Rat. No, if I
Rat
can say
Piss,
it.
Yeah,
Rat
yeah.
Piss, yeah. yeah. Shout out whatever,
I mean,
you know,
we have to be able to say the name of bands. Otherwise, what are we doing here?
And kind of like in like CM too, and like Jetsam and all those guys kind of.
I just played Jetsam.
Yeah, there you go, man. Shout out Neon. So there's some of that. There's a lot of like doom, a lot of like, you know, slow, drippy, warmy, crawling on the floor doom.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
That we're going to play later, which actually are my Jam Space mates. They just live down the hall. And whenever they play, their bands absorb. Whenever they play, we pretty much have to go for lunch because nothing can keep up with them. Yeah, man. And then obviously I'm going to shameless plug my band. I have a little surprise for
course.
That.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about what's happening around here and just kind of chat, have a Red Bull and see what's up.
Now, you mentioned that, you're trying to bring bands in here. You're trying to get bands from over here to play in Ontario. Do you have like a production like house that you're doing that with? Or is that just like, you know, loosely like, oh, yeah, I talk with other bands and do things there?
Well, it started that way. Some people know me as Kat on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I started that way, and then I realized my DMs were kind of nuts. So so I started KPJ Promotions, but it's honestly, and the tagline I think explains it really well. It's just a band dude throwing on shows with bands, and that's kind of what it is right now. It's grown a bit. I've had Ryan from Black Throne, for example, Promotions up in Toronto, who like does a lot of doom. He's connecting. He's kind of like throwing me some shows that don't really fit with that label. Mm. So now I'm starting to put on shows where I'm not there.
Okay.
Or some friends have been hitting me up like, hey, can you help me book this venue? So I've been doing that. But it's also, it's very like I'm trying to manage expectations. Be like, hey, I'm doing my best here.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pretend that I know everything. I haven't taken a cut yet. So I think I'm just doing it for fun. So KPJ Promotions, if you want to play in the Hamilton area. Or like Montreal, if you just hit me up on Instagram and I'll see what I can do.
All right.
Pretty much, man.
Well, let's start off here. Let's get to some bands. What do they call it? Music, I think they refer to it. I think you said you were in some department of this newfangled music thing.
Yeah.
So why don't we start off here and you highlight the first couple of bands that we're going to play here that, you know, aren't Lover's Teeth, which, if you want to check out. Loversteeth.bandcamp.com.
We'll get to that.
Not saying, just saying.
So first, we got some boys from the Niagara region. They are 23. They're Road Dogs. They play everywhere. They're actually coming on tour here sometimes in May. So keep your eye open for that. Okay. Some show that I'm actually putting on.
Right.
So there's a plug there.
Yeah, that's good.
They're called Ivy Gardens. It's a short ripper called Shattered Glass. And then we're going to check out some people from Peterborough, but I think they might be in Toronto now. They were really active before the pandemic, and then they stopped, and then they're back in action. They're called Cross Dog. Bass, drums, singer, gnarly, and that song's called Butchered, so that kind of gives you an idea.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start this off here. We'll start off with some Ivy Gardens and then Cross Dogs, so keep it locked, and we'll learn today. It's all about edutainment today, at least for the second half of the show. The first half was just me, you know, going off about how racists are bad. Controversial issue, everyone. Racists are bad, and you shouldn't like them. We're in a terrible world right now. This is the worst timeline. Anyway, here's some Ivy Gardens. Keep it locked. CJLO, 1690 AM. You're listening to Grade A Explosives.